Yeah, I mean, I think guys take a lot of those experiences early on in the year, and us collectively, I think, as a team, and learn from them. You know, those games, those tough games that were frustrating and painful to rewatch. And but as much as they were, I think guys learned from them. You know, and we just kept, kept the focus on the football and the details of doing our job, and then have slowly kind of made this thing, you know, slowly turn. And I think guys have kept the focus on that, especially these last 4 weeks. And you know, kind of a credit, I think, to the guys we got in this locker room, the leadership we have on this team, you know, kind of keeping the focus in the right spots.
Alex, no indication yet whether Sharkhandrick's going to play this weekend or De'Anthony Thomas. But if you don't have either of those guys, I mean, you're already obviously missing Jamal Charles, and three of the fastest players. At what point are you cutting into bone here? I mean, what point are you guys going to be shorthanded if you don't have those guys?
Yeah, you know, obviously it's those guys' department upstairs, and I'm sure they're going to get that figured out as they talk with the, you know, training staff, here as the week goes on, figuring out how healthy we are and not. Certainly depth is an issue, and it's that time of year. You know, stuff's going to happen. Guys are going to get banged up, you know, those guys have to make those decisions to make sure the numbers are right. We'll just see what happens. Obviously, I think it's early in the week. We'll see how it goes as the week goes on.
Alex, your thoughts on a Buffalo front seven that's pretty stout?
Yeah, really, really good, really talented group. And then you know, you watch them, and they do a ton. You know, now with that Rex Ryan defense, I mean, they throw a lot at you. Crazy looks. They're all over the place. Guys walking around, standing around, lined up anywhere and everywhere. You know, so they give you a lot to prepare for, and we'll certainly have to be on it. You know, getting ready for this.
Do you have a Rex Ryan audible?
We don't. Not yet. No.
What'd you think of that?
I didn't hear it. You know, obviously, I heard about it after the fact. Don't play too much into that. I mean, division game. There's a lot on the line for those guys. So who knows? You know.
Humorous?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
What stands out to you about 28 rookie Darby when you watch him on tape?
Playing good. You know, playing confident. I think over there, he knows what he's doing. You know, he's good. Good when they man him up. Doesn't play like a rookie. He's fast. Recovers well. You know, so I think doesn't necessarily play like a rookie.
Alex, I don't even know if challenge is the right word, but finding the balance between today, tomorrow, the holiday, and knowing you got to go out and get a job done.
Yeah.
On a holiday, different week.
Yeah, for sure. Different challenge. Yeah, to throw Thanksgiving in the middle of a week and. You know, it's something obviously I think guys are familiar with, though. You know, you play football this time of year you know, dealing with that. And it's a time to try to, you know, I think organize and schedule your time this week accordingly to take advantage before and after so that, tomorrow you do get some time to spend with family. You know, to take the time that day to do what you need to do, each guy. But certainly before and after, you know, take advantage of that time so that you're not having to play catch up.
Your younger days in the league, was that tough to adjust to, you know, until you got to the point where you were a veteran and you know how to move on with that?
Yeah, also different, though, when you're a young guy. I mean, most guys, you're living on your own. Your family might not be around, so it's definitely not necessarily that time-consuming thing that, you know, when you were growing up, because you might not have all the family. So, you know, you're eating with buddies on the team or you're going over to another guy's house and, you know, grab some food and watch some football. You know, so it's different as well when you are a young guy.
Your Thanksgiving favorite food, Alex?
Tough to pick. You know, for me, obviously, you know, turkey jumps out. you know, it's the easy answer.
Yep. The relationship between the center and quarterback is so important. 10 games in now, where would you say you're at?
I'm feeling really good about it. You know, he's come a long way. I mean, he's got a lot thrown at him. We faced a lot of different types of fronts and different things, and I think he's done such a great job learning, you know, week in and week out, being able to handle all that stuff during games. This week will be a big challenge for both he and I, you know, more than usual because of all the different looks that this defense does do. You know what, they'll do a great job communicating up there, making sure we're all on the same page.
You see Ware in practice every day. We got a chance to see him up front in personal on Sunday. Your thoughts on his play Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was outstanding. I mean, it's I thought it was for him coming in. It's tough as a running back in practice. Certainly, I think everybody realizes. I mean, Spencer, he knows his stuff. He knew his stuff. He was ready to roll. He just kind of has that about him. But for those guys, we're not tackling during the week, so it's tough to see that extra juice that those guys bring until you get into a live situation and get to see him run out there and do what he did with that opportunity was fun and help this team, help us get a win. I mean, it was a big, big contribution, change the second half of that game.
Alex, I get that you've moved on. You've got your own thing going. Do you have any thoughts about what's happened to Kaepernick in San Francisco?
You know, I see it from afar. It's so hard. I mean, so much, so many things have changed since I was there, so tough for me to even speculate.